Hachette Audio presents The Serpent, Games House Novella 1. Written by Claire North. Read by Peter Kenny.
Chapter 1. She is gone. She is gone. The coin turns, and she is gone. Chapter 2. Come, let us watch together, you and I. We pull back the mists. We step onto the board, make our entrance with a flourish. We are here. We have arrived. Let the musicians fall silent. Let those who know turn their faces away at our approach. We are the umpires of this little event. We sit in judgment outside the game, but part of it still, trapped by the flow of the board, the snap of the card, the fall of the pieces. Did you think you were free of it? Do you think yourself something more in the eyes of the player? Do you fancy that it is not you who are moved, but is moving? How naive we have become. Let's choose a place and call it Venice. Let us say it is 1610, 6 years since the Pope last declared this place heretic, barred from the blessings of his divine office. And what was this to the people of the city? Why, it was no more than what it was, a piece of paper stamped with wax. No bishop of Rome could shake this sinking city. Instead, the black rats will come. They will come with fleas and plague, and the city will rue its impiety then. But we run ahead of ourselves. Time, to those of us who play in the games house, stretches like kneaded dough. Fibers split and tear away, but we persist, and the game goes on. She will be called Thini. She was born at the close of the 16th century to a cloth merchant who made a fortune buying from the Egyptians and selling to the Dutch. And her mother was a Jew who married for love. And her father fed her pork from infancy and made her swear never to reveal this terrible secret to the great men of the city. "What will I be when I am old?" she asked her father. "Can I be both my..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?